Welcome back to the Don't Settle Squad podcast, episode 17. Acceptance and forgiveness are the starting point. This episode covers the entry point to work towards a peaceful and empowering life. Three concepts that will help you to accept and forgive yourself and others. And this is information coming from the Mental Freedom course. Shame and guilt are emotions that we all feel, but when you're stuck looping in them, it's not a good experience of life. Until we learn how to accept and forgive ourselves, we will never move past it, and this shame and guilt will control your life forever. So in this episode, you will learn ways to forgive yourself and also see how we're a lot more alike than we think. I'm going to show you an empowering way to deal with shame and guilt over endlessly looping in it. I've broke this down into three separate points that I'm going to talk you through. It's easier sometimes just breaking it up into kind of bite-sized chunks. If I just talk about it in a bit of an essay, you might get a little bit lost with it. So first one, we'll cover acceptance and forgiveness as the starting point. Like, why is that the case? Point two, then we'll go through we're all more alike than we think. So that just helps us to see that everyone goes through these things. We're not alone with them, which is also one of the big problems because we think we are, especially men. And number three, then, we're all doing the best we can with our current levels of self-awareness. So again, that'll just help you overcome shame and guilt. And it'll also, like, we'll go deeper on the self-awareness and actually show you ways that you can manage it in more empowering ways going forward. So up to point one, the acceptance and forgiveness. Like, why is this the starting point? For different, like, modules in different courses that I do. So we're obviously talking about the Mental Freedom course here. I like to put quotes at the start of different sections to kind of sum them up. And a great quote here was that shame corrodes the very part of us that believes we are capable of change. And that kind of puts this point one into a nice succinct sentence there, that if we are living in shame, we're not going to be able to change. And that's the whole point of this. Like, if you want more mental freedom, like understanding more about how your mind works, getting deeper self-awareness so that you can change your life going forward, be more at peace with yourself, accept yourself, and live the way that you want to live, if you are stuck in guilt and shame, it's not going to happen. So that's why this is the starting point. Accepting yourself fully and forgiving yourself for stuff we've done in the past, this is literally the first step. We can't move forward without doing this. So, like, a few facts for us. So, like, we've all done stuff that we regret. There's nobody out there that is perfect. You know, we live in the social media era now and we think people are, but, like, everyone has done something that they regret. There's no way around that. Like, we've all done things that made us, you know, guilty, embarrassed, angry, sad, like, whatever it is. We've so many examples. Everyone does in their own life. So it's just to realize that and then just know that, like, if you continue to judge yourself in your past, it's going to be much harder to change your future. Okay, so that's a great line. You know, I love the kind of one-liners, helped me a lot on my journey for all types of things. But again, if you continue to judge yourself in your past, it's going to be much harder to change your future. So you can only move forward from a place of acceptance. Okay, so that's why it is the starting point, because it's literally roadblock number one to getting deeper self-awareness. Without accepting ourselves, it's just not going to happen. So popping on to point two then, we're all more alike than you think. So yeah, like, We're also in the era of the individual. You know, if we go back in evolution, you know, we used to be in tribes and clans, etc. But now, for the first time in human history, really, like, you can survive by yourself. You know, you can be an individual. And, like, there's positives and negatives from this. Like, obviously, the positive side is that a lot more people are going after their dreams, you could say. Obviously, I'm all for that, because that's what I've done. Like, you don't have to work the general job. You don't have to live the general life. You can, you know, pursue your own interests and live your own individual life, which is great. But the downside of that is that we're separated from others and that we're not living that connected life that we had before. We're the most disconnected. Hence, you know, all the depression and loneliness and all that at like all-time highs that we never had before. And social media, that's a part of it too. You know, we are connected, but not in the ways that we would have been in the past. So why I have this point in here is because, yes, we all are unique, but we're all still running similar beliefs and programs that are ingrained in us throughout our lives, you know, from childhood all the way up to now. So, like, when you start gaining deeper self-awareness, that's one thing I noticed on my journey too, is that we're all much more alike than we think. And it's it's a nice thing to realize, because you won't feel alone with this stuff anymore. Because that's I still remember being there as well, thinking, you know, I'm a bit weird, or, you know, why am I feeling these emotions? Why am I stuck in these emotions, etc., etc. But everyone does. You know, we're all, as I said, we all have similar beliefs and programs that are running our life in our subconscious that we aren't even aware of. Okay, so that's another good point to know, just to help us all, that we're all going through these things. And on the beliefs, like, well, I'll do separate episodes on those, but the beliefs are what run your life. I love the line from Carl Jung: until you make the unconscious conscious, it'll run your life and you'll call it fate. So we've all these beliefs in our subconscious, our unconscious mind. That is what runs our life, and our emotions will sprout from these beliefs. Okay, so that's why once we gain the deeper self-awareness, we can change them, and then our emotional experience of life will change, which is our quality of life day to day. So popping on to point three then, we're all doing the best we can with our current levels of self-awareness. You know, this is a great line I came back to, even on my own journey when I was at the start, like trying to accept and forgive things I've done in the past. That's a great line I'm always coming back to. Like, whenever you're judging yourself, just pick out something from your past. Just like, pause this for a second. Pick out that one, you know, your biggest regret or whatever, like shame, guilt, whatever it is, or something that you've done. And you can just realize that you did the best that you could in the moment with the current level of self-awareness that you have. Like, you know, there's so many quotes I love, but one is that until man learns the inner workings of his machine, he'll always remain a slave. So it's just to show you that because you don't understand how your mind works, because you don't have deeper self-awareness, there's nothing else you could have done. You were like a, you know, the puppet master is running your life. And in ways, it's not your fault because you didn't know any better. So that's just always a good thing to come back to, that same for you, but also same for other people, because, you know, we'll harbor resentment for other people from what they did to us, etc. But they were just doing the best that they could. Okay, so, you know, once you understand that one, it does help a lot to see that we're all just doing the best that we can with our current levels of self-awareness. And obviously then, through things like the course, once you start to gain deeper self-awareness, you can obviously handle things in more empowering ways and start to level up your own life. So, like, even I can go into some examples here. Look, I did that for all the physical freedom. Why wouldn't I do it here? We won't go so deep on it. I've done that in other kind of YouTube videos. But, yeah, I still remember it was around a breakup, like, that I had a lot of guilt. So I always remember that example of learning this point, we'll say. Like, all, you know, all the stuff I talk about is through life experience. So, there were things I really regretted in a relationship where didn't have the self-awareness that I have now. Jesus, I thought I was self-aware from reading books and, you know, mindset books and different things. But yeah, Jesus, really did not have the levels of self-awareness I thought I did. So ended up getting very emotional, like triggered a lot, getting, you know, upset, getting angry, just losing the run of myself, basically, when, you know, I had most other parts of my life sorted out and in order. You know, my body, the physical freedom, you know, turn my passion to career, all that kind of stuff, and everything was in order, and I thought like I was on top of life. And then, yeah, shit just hit the fan in relationships, and I was like, Jesus, I'm really losing the run of myself here, and we'll all get that. So yeah, so through all that, I acted in ways that I really regretted. And you know, that's the truth of it, isn't it? Like, the ones that we love the most tend to be the ones that we hurt the most, because they're the ones we get very emotional over. And yeah, we'll all have those moments of, like, things that we regret, whether it's our family members, good friends, you know, past relationships, whatever. So the thing here, though, is when we're not self-aware, that'll be deep in our subconscious. We'll really be judging ourselves and not accepting and forgiving ourselves for the things that we've done. And then this is when it controls our life. So, like, I still remember, it was actually, I was walking through the park. Like, this is kind of the moment where I realized the stuff I'm going through now, that, you know, I did the best I could at the time, and that we all end up doing things that we regret, and that it was pushed down in control of my life. So, like, let's say any time I thought of these specific moments that I regretted, that I felt really guilty over, excuse me, there's the coffee, I would get intense emotional reactions to it, and even, like, start welling up and crying. Like, there was times, like, when it was at its worst, I would literally cry every day over it, just thinking about it. Like, any time I thought about it, I would feel so guilty, and then I would start kind of welling up and crying. And yeah, I think at the worst point, that was happening, like, 2 weeks straight every day, crying for about 10 or 15 minutes. in the morning before everyone else got up, you know, and then got all at my work because I'm so tough and all that, like most men are. But like, I didn't understand what was happening. I, you know, and then you get stuck in these loops, and that's what we'll go on to after, is that we get stuck in these loops of emotions, of guilt and shame and different things, and it's not an empowering way at all to handle them. And that was only happening because I hadn't accepted and forgiven myself for what I did. Okay, so going through the park. So yeah, just that was just to give you, that's where I was, like, you know, crying over this anytime I thought of it and feeling really guilty about what I did. And then walking through the park one day, learning more about it, listening to podcasts and things on it, and it was about the topic of acceptance and forgiveness and how they're saying a good step once these kind of things happen is obviously forgiving the other person, which I had. But as they say, usually what we forget to do is actually forgive ourselves. And I still even remember listening to that. And this is kind of the starting point to it then. I started getting really emotional hearing that because I knew it was true. I knew that I had real deep judgment on myself for what I'd done. And I was just crying walking through the park. You know, sometimes you think, like, looking back, was anyone, like, watching me or like, geez, what's going on there? Is he on the phone? Because I had headphones in. Like, is he getting bad news on the phone or something? But, yeah, just started crying as walking through the park because I just was starting to realize what I'm going through now, that I was really being hard on myself. Like, I was really guilty and ashamed of what I'd done. But it's just part of being human. And you know, you don't need to get stuck in those states. So, you know, to delve a bit into the belief work and some stuff that we go through in the course on how to manage it, your emotions are just indicators. Well, not just, but part of your emotions is that they are indicators of what you believe. So you can trace emotions back to beliefs that are in your subconscious. So for example, in that situation, if I think of a past experience and then I keep crying about it, that's clear to me that I believed something along the lines of that, you know, that I did something terrible, that I was a monster, how could I do that, that I'm a bad person, etc. I had those beliefs in my subconscious, because if I didn't, why would I be crying? Like, if I believed all the stuff I believe now, that what was that line again? That, yeah, we're all doing the best that we can with our current level of self-awareness, I wouldn't be crying over it, because I've accepted and forgiven myself for it. And once you kind of go through the work, it doesn't just happen in an instant, but once you get to that stage, that's when it stopped. And I stopped crying over it, and I stopped really judging myself over it, and I was able to work through it and understand why I acted that way and understand ways that I want to act in the future. And I learned the lesson from it, and I moved on from it. So as you can see there, it will keep control over your life when you keep avoiding it. And of course, that's what we do, isn't it? Oh, we get those feelings, we shove it down, and we don't tell anyone, or we don't look into it. And that's when it has the most control over your life. You'll stay in those loops forever. So that was the kind of little story around that. I'm just seeing, is there any other lines that were very helpful? Because obviously I can't go too deep on it here. Yeah, even this line as well, that hurt people hurt people. You probably heard that one before, that, well, it's fairly self-explanatory. That, yeah, if someone is hurt, they usually end up hurting someone else. You know, another great line I heard is that if you get cut and don't heal your own wounds, you're going to bleed on other people that didn't cut you. You know, they're two great lines that show you, like, we're all human. And we don't mean to do these things. It's not like we're terrible people and we really want to hurt people we love. It's just emotional reactions because we really hurt ourselves. So that's even good to know as well. It helps you forgive other people, that anyone who's hurt you in their own life, more than likely, they're in some sort of deep pain themselves. Or else they wouldn't be doing that. So that's a good one to know. And then on the opposite side of that, like, hurt people, then healed people heal people. And that, you know, I've gone through the journey. That's what I'm trying to do for ye as well, is pass that on. Yeah, is there any other lines? Yeah, there's one more that we'll cover on this section. So to kind of wrap that up, and just like I was saying, that this stuff can only have control over you if you avoid it. And the line to show you that one is that shame only exists in the shadows. Love that line, because it kind of wraps up, you know, good few paragraphs there into one line to remember, is that shame only exists in the shadows. So shame can only control your life if you push it down and you don't accept and forgive yourself for the things that you've done. So will we move on? No, I think actually we're going to finish on this. We'll go through one last point of what I had down here for point three. So now that we know about it, that, yeah, like, guilt and shame is going to control our life unless we delve into it and accept it, and we've seen that this happens to everyone. Think of, like, why, you know, we'll go with the evolutionary lens here. This stuff really helps me. Same the physical freedom, same for mental freedom. why do we have the capacity to feel the emotion of guilt and shame? Think about it. Like, go back to the hunter-gatherer days. Everything that humans do has a purpose. Why do we get hunger signals? Because the brain knows we need more food or we're going to die. You know, why do we get aroused? Because the species won't live on unless we reproduce. Like, everything's happened for a reason. So, okay, shame and guilt. What is the purpose of guilt? And when you actually go into it, it's to learn a lesson. Like all emotions are teaching you something. They're all to learn some sort of lesson. Like, as a baby, you don't know what hunger means until you figure out, oh, when I eat, that goes away. Cool. So you learn the lesson that the hunger signal means you need more food. So think of the guilt here. It's a lesson that you have acted in ways that you currently believe you shouldn't have. Okay? So you acted in a way that you currently believe you shouldn't have, because otherwise you wouldn't feel guilt. How would you be guilty about something if you felt that you acted in the right way, in a way that you believe you should have? You know, really just think about them, and it makes so much sense when you look at it from this lens. You can only feel guilty if you acted in a way that you didn't think you should have. And if going on to the next step then, okay, so what's the lesson here? You dive into it, you see what way did you actually want to act, and then you learn that lesson, and then you move on. Like, that's the purpose of it. The purpose of guilt isn't to spend months or years of your life crying about it, or being stuck in the emotion and giving out to yourself about it, or take them to the very extreme levels. This can be suicide and other things as well. It's usually coming from deep shame and deep guilt and those emotions that can lead to those kind of things as well. So yeah, it's not designed for those reasons. It's literally to teach us lessons. And like, even the, you know, I've had a few different mentors that have helped me with this. One mentor said something that really triggered me. And as you'll know, if you listen to the trigger episode, if you get triggered by something, part of you thinks that it's true. So he would also say that things like guilt and shame, they're actually self-indulgent emotions. Like, part of you likes to feel them. Now, that might be weird to hear. Like, I still remember when I heard that for the first time, I'm kind of like, well, fuck you. I don't want to feel like this. And, you can get a bit defensive. But if you are, part of you thinks that's true. So, and when you actually do dive into it, there is truth in there. There is truth in there that's actually the easy thing to do. The easy thing to do is keep blaming yourself, keep looping in it, keep feeling sorry for yourself in ways, and not learning the lesson and moving on. The tough thing to do is actually accept it. It's part of being human. There was nothing actually special about it. It's not just you. This happens to everyone in the world. You're not a monster. Everyone has, you know, has times when they've done these things. And you learn the lesson and you integrate that into who you are. And then you move on and act you learn the lesson and act in ways that you want to act. So yeah, that was another really important point that made a lot of sense to me is, and you can think of it as well, like it is a bit self-indulgent when you are just stuck looping in those emotions. And it's the same with all other emotions too. So yeah, gone a little bit deeper there on it maybe than I wanted, but there's just three points that'll help you with this. Like, all these modules are deep topics, you know, it's hard to cover them in kind of brief podcasts, and there'll usually be a lot of back and forth on the course as well to clarify things, but yeah, I think we'll leave that there for the acceptance and forgiveness. So wrapping up then, like, other relevant free resources, if you want to dive deeper on this stuff, I have an article linked there on how to unlock deeper self-awareness. So there's an article, and there's also a YouTube video, like a 40-minute long video, which goes deeper into this. So there's a good resource for you if you want to dive deeper. On the three ways that I can help you then, we've the Physical Freedom One-to-One Coaching Program. This is about overcoming chronic pain and injury and reaching your athletic potential. We've the Mental Freedom Course. This is cultivating deeper self-awareness, learning how to skillfully navigate your own mind. That's what we're going through today. And then we've the Lifestyle Design University. So this is where we avoid the biggest regret of humanity and design the life true to you. And then in terms of contact, follow contact. I've like Instagram there, YouTube, LinkedIn, email. Instagram and email is the best way if you do want to get in contact with me. Okay, so that's it. So don't settle, and we'll see you next week.